Good morning to everyone. Enjoy some coffee and donuts while we resume our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We are on the Perek of Itur. We have been developing the form of Tfilah of Itur, which is to relentlessly return over and over again to ask Hashem what we want. As we've said countless times, relentlessly asking someone for something in the world of interpersonal relationships is annoying and makes you a nudnik. But in the relationship with Hashem, makes you cherished and beloved, because it's not only the result that we seek, but it is the process of asking yields a relationship, which ultimately is the true goal. We're on page Kuf Mem Beis 142. And Rav Pinkus has been developing the idea that even when you relentlessly ask over and over and over again, even when it is that we are davening so many times, we should never feel that it's redundant. Never feel that it is unnecessary and simply repetitive. Because we have to recognize that in fact every single tefillah is different than the one that comes before it. By definition, tefillos are different. And this is the Lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim. Second paragraph, page Kuf Mem Beis 142. Zeh Lashon Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud of the Gra, Binyan Masha Anshei Knesset HaGadol Tiknu HaTefillos. That which our great sages established or ordained prayer, Shemeisha Tiknua Albi Azgo Bemeir of Yamenu, Lahaya Veloia Shum Tfila Bipratus Dome Lachaverta, Shekodim Lavacharea Klau. Since prayer was instituted, since the rabbis wrote the liturgy and text of Tfila, no two Tfilos have ever been the same. By the very definition, Tfila is different each and every time we engage in it. De Levushin, De Lovish, Betzafra, Lo Lovish Baramsha, Udo Lovish Baramsha Vechulei, Vechain Koyom Lachaver Shalafon of Acharov, Vlachain Omru Razal, Muvos Lo Yichol Iskon Zeshabito Kriyashima Shoshachris Otfilo. Our rabbi said, if you miss a davening, that is the pasuk in Koheles, that something which is crooked cannot be straightened. If you concede, if you forfeited a shacharis, you can never make it up. And the reason that you can make it up with tashlum, and I know halachically you can make it up, but it means that if you lost an opportunity to daven, you can never make it up, because each opportunity is absolutely unique. And what makes each opportunity unique? Why is every tefillah different? Why will your mincha today by definition be different than your shacharis? And why was your shacharis today by definition different than your shacharis yesterday? Even though you said the very same words. The sitter didn't change, the words didn't change. What changed?
Feelings.
You.
Emotions.
You changed. You woke up different this morning than you did yesterday. A different energy, a different feeling, a different perspective, and so on. And so since by definition our lives are fluid, since things change, for better, for worse, we're more anxious, we're more satisfied, we are more serene, or we're more worried, everything in life changes. You got good news, you got bad news, you got scary news. The Yankees won, the Yankees lost. Depending on the day, everything changes. Everything is fluid. So even though the text of the liturgy, the text of the Siddur is a constant, our lives are variables. Which means no two tefillahs are the same. And the same is true when you come back and ask over and over and over again. You were a different person when you asked it yesterday than you are today. So you're not a nudnik to Hashem. Hashem wants to hear you ask. He says, ask me again. I love it when you reach out to me. I love it when you know I exist. When my kids call for the credit card, when they call, put some more money on the debit card, when they come and ask for some money, whether I want to give the money or not, I say, I'm glad you came over to say hello. I'm glad you know I exist. I'm glad that you had a reason to come engage with me. And that's the same with the Ribono Shalom. This notion that even though it's stagnant on the one hand, even though it's fixed on the one hand, it changes on the other, is not just true for the prayers that were written by Anshei Knesset HaGedola through prophecy and divine inspiration. Even when we daven in our own words, which by the way is the essence of tefillah, I cannot emphasize this enough. And we spoke about this in the early years of when we were studying Sha'arim B'Tfilah. Remember I gave you the example many moons ago, which I received with divine inspiration, that if you give a greeting card to your wife on your anniversary or her birthday, and you leave it blank, so she's not going to be very happy. You're going to say, what do you mean? But I took the time. I went to the drugstore, the supermarket. I got the card. I picked out the right one. I paid for it. I put it in the envelope. I licked it. I sealed it. It's for you. But she's going to look at it. She's going to say, really? Does that represent your best effort, giving me a blank card? On the other hand, if you take a scrap of paper, you know, you write on the back of a receipt to your wife the most loving and flowery and affectionate and romantic and praising card, she's going to look at it and say, really? You couldn't get a card? I appreciate what you wrote. Really, you couldn't find a card to write it in? So the same is true with our tefillah. When you hand Hashem shacharis, you said every word in the siddur, but you didn't write anything personal. And you didn't talk about your appreciation of Him, your gratitude to Him, your disappointment, your fear, your anxiety, your worry, your requests. Baruch Aleinu. I mean, is there anyone so secure financially that they don't have to, in Baruch Aleinu, ask again, please make it a productive and a successful and a profitable day? And if it's not for yourself, then for others? Is there anyone so secure, Fa'inu, they don't know anyone who's sick, that they can't ask for Fa'inu? And Shema Koleinu, is there nothing in your life? Do you not have an important meeting today or something you're worried about that in Shema Koleinu you want to ask for? So when you hand Hashem the sitter and you didn't write anything in it, He says, I appreciate you got the card, and you came to shul, and you made the effort, you opened the siddur, it's nice. But really, is that your best effort? And on the other hand, if all you do is daven, you know, from your heart, in your kitchen, or in your car, or at the gym, Hashem says, really, you can't get a card? You couldn't write it in the siddur? So the ideal tefillah is the hybrid, is the combination of the two. We say the words of the siddur, but we insert, and that's the way Chazal intended it, to insert our own words. So it could get old. If you have somebody who's sick, in Rafa'inu, you're asking every day, three times a day, for weeks or months or years. So you're just saying the same thing. Hashem, please make so-and-so feel better. Hashem, please heal so-and-so. You're just saying the same words. So says Rav Pinkus, just like with the words of the sitter, even when it's in your own words, and you're saying the same words you say every day, but you're different. And that person is different. Maybe they're going through treatment. Maybe they're in remission. Maybe, God forbid, it's gotten worse. Maybe they're depressed, or maybe they're invigorated. Everything is different. And so since life is fluid, and we're fluid, and we change, then that makes every tefillah different. Not two times are the same, not two places are the same, not two bali tefillah are the same, not two... Everything is different. There are times which are predisposed towards... auspicious times for tefillah, and there are inauspicious times. Tefillah beis ratzon yesh baskula sheyesh lamana miyuchad. There's a time where there's a positive energy, where tefillah is more readily received. And there's tefillah beis kas miyuchadis, b'chavivusa shachechas hakas. And there are times when you feel divine wrath, divine anger, divine resistance. And it's much harder to pierce and to penetrate with tefillah. And we are different. Did you get 8 hours of sleep last night? Did you get 4 hours of sleep last night? You know, did you eat some spoiled Chinese food before you fell asleep? Or did you have some discipline and you didn't finish the bag of potato chips before you fell asleep? All that's going to make you davening the next morning different. Just autobiographical information here. V'zeh pashtus kavonas apostolik. So Rav Pinkus is saying, he spent this entire chapter developing the idea that we should come back over and over again and repeat over and over again. And not only does it not annoy Hashem, and not only does He not reject us because we are a pest and a nudge, He looks forward, He loves it, He embraces it. And we shouldn't be disheartened by saying the same words, because even though the words seem the same, we are different. And the fact that we are different and the circumstances are different, that makes each and every tefillah different and unique. If you forfeit a tefillah, you can never recover it, because you can never recover the unique circumstances you were in during that tefillah, which means every tefillah is an opportunity to cherish and to treasure and to recognize its inestimable worth and value. Have a great day.